I really look at Leadville as being a reminder of how to live, conserve, preserve, joy, you know, stay connected, stay happy. Don't be worn down early on.
Welcome to the Spartan Endurance Series on Spartan Up Podcast with host Johnny Waite.
Hey everybody, welcome to another endurance episode of the Spartan Up Podcast. I'm Johnny Waite, one of the hosts of the Spartan Up Podcast, and I have Barefoot Ted with us today. Barefoot Ted McDonald, great. I want to say character. This guy has character. He is a character. He's literally a character in the book Born to Run. He also owns Luna Sandals, a big proponent of natural movement, natural nutrition, and how to find endurance through efficiency. That was one of the great things he taught me here. It's not all about endurance through exertion. Endurance through efficiency is the key. So tune in. You're going to learn a lot in this one.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Loran Oils. After your next workout, help soothe tired muscles with Loran's affordable, quality-tested, 100% pure botanical essential oils. Visit loranoils.com, that's LORANNOILS.com, today, and get 15% off site-wide when you use the code SPARTAN15 at checkout.
Hey, Spartans, I would say that I'm back here with Barefoot Ted, but I'm still here with Barefoot Ted. We had such a great time in our first part of this conversation. We decided to just keep going, but we've broken it into two episodes. Anyone who didn't watch the first one, we talked a lot about how to tap into the fun of endurance, how to be a kid, how to have natural movement all the time. Instead of sitting on your butt all day and then going to the gym and trying to make up for it, Ted talked a lot about how he just keeps moving and loving and having fun and enjoying it and turning that into a life practice that ultimately has benefits way beyond what you can measure. A question that I asked Ted to come back and talk more about on this one is what you put into your body to draw those things out. And then the other thing I want to dive a bit into, Ted is Barefoot Ted. And anyone who's read the books Born to Run needs no introduction. Anyone who hasn't needs to go read the book by Christopher McDougall. That's about the Copper Canyon and the Tarahumara people and Ted going down for a great ultramarathon race down there and becoming almost an accidental character star in this huge epic story odyssey of adventure and anthropology. But Ted, you've then gone on to use that platform to speak to and also to build a great company in Luna Sandals. So let's talk first about what you put into your body, and then I want to come back and talk about Luna specifically.
Right on. So yeah, it's a great question. People, I think some people would assume that I have some kind of like very rigid, disciplined food regime. And I guess you can say that I do to some degree, but I'll tell you one thing's for sure about diet is back to the self-experimentation and you don't need to sign any paperwork. You need to become the expert of your body and yep. what you take in to it in order to figure out what it is that you want to do. So I've done that. And through my experimentations, I've been able to, for me, find some real, you know, I feel at 57 right now, I can say with great confidence, I am feeling better and better as I get older, as I fine tune what I do in order to feel better and better as I get older and older. So it's like the Jack LaLanne approach, you know, basically a lifetime of trying to just dabble and figure with some certain fundamentals. One fundamental for me is I demand that what I'm going to be eating is as high a quality as I can find. And so I don't want to take in a lot of junk foods. I don't want to take a lot of artificial foods. And furthermore, as I've discovered that, and this is the cool thing about being in today's world where we can learn so much, I mean, it turns out that as much as many 100 trillion cells as we might have in our own bodies, which is quite a remarkable thing, there are 100+ times more other things that live on us as a substratum. You know, we're the we're the petri dish. We're a bunch of other friendly folk, and I think there's going to be there is an oncoming revolution in nutraceuticals and other supplements, let's say foods that we, you know, basically probiotic type foods or other things like that, that I believe is going to be a gigantic boost for all of us. So for me though, I think I eat pretty close to the way that my grandmother would understand. You know, she would be quite a bit older, but I'm not afraid of nourishing food traditions that have passed on through time, a lot of fermented foods like that. I am absolutely could live off of entirely grass-fed animals or meat of some kind, high quality. I could literally live off of it alone. But you got to be careful with that, right? You know, you if you eat some other animal, you better be damn sure that thing didn't eat poison. Like, you know, I wouldn't want to have to like eat Americans as a diet, let's say, you know, be at savage brothers were cannibals and it's like, which one do we get? It's like, no way, man, you're going to kill yourself.
I love that. So the expression, you are what you eat, the expression can extend to you are what they eat as well.
It is an absolute fact that you are what they eat. And we are a paradoxical system of back to 100 times more other things on us than we are it.
Yeah.
Means that everything you change can sometimes be wiping out entire biomes, some good, sure, some bad, by what you do.
For people who don't know what you're talking about, because I think you actually turned me on to the book, Nourishing Traditions. The idea that, you know, like you say, we have 100 trillion cells, but for every cell in our body, we probably have 10 bacteria. And those bacteria are actually individual organisms living on us. Like 80% of our body mass isn't even us. It's things that live on us. Trippy,
That's on the right track there. Yeah. So sure. Paying attention to that and all this kind of new stuff, don't discount the idea that you want to start finding a way to make sure you have good stuff in you other than bad stuff. The bad stuff is really bad. And it may be a big part of what's causing a lot of the health problems in the world today with, you know, seed oils and other things. But that's another topic. So what do I do? Well, let me continue a little bit further. One other thing that I started doing, and I've become pretty darn focused on it, it's been one of the secrets, is for me, back to, hey, folks, you're experimenters on your own. This is not for you. This is Barefoot Ted talking. Sure. I'm what's called an intermittent faster. I mean, that's the terminology used. But I generally don't have, I eat in a window of time generally, and I don't eat in another window of time. Although every morning I get up and I have what's called, you know, some kind of what is termed a bulletproof coffee of some kind. I do that style. It works really well for me. And then I do a lot of my own food preparation. So, and I'm a pretty good cook. So by the time it's time to eat 1, 2, 3 later in the day, you know, a real meal, it will be delicious and I will eat it with gusto.
Fantastic. So which goes back to our first conversation about doing things with joy. You know, we talked about people like the exertion and the grimacing. And, you know, I spoke with a great fellow from Australia who said that we make the mistake of mixing our exercise with cortisol, that we do everything stressed and we listen to like intense music. And he said, why don't we start mixing our exercise with oxytocin and actually having fun and the joy of it all? And so, you know, the idea that when you're eating, you're not forcing down foods that you don't enjoy because that's what's going to make you healthy. You've found foods that you enjoy because they make you healthy and actually revel in them.
Revel in them. In other words, I'm not counting I am not like sitting there like, I am reveling in it. It's an orgy of delicious quality ingredients, and the body knows, every cell in the body knows at the moment. You know, there's some kind of signaling by the attitude you have when you do anything that's imprinting on you and in that activity. Yep. So if you're always uptight and anxious about eating and you're always worried about it and you're always, well, look what you're doing to yourself. Come on.
Yep.
Develop a way of having a strategy both in exercise, eating, and in life where you're not beating yourself as an authoritarian disciplinarian but rather you're consensually working with your body to find the right answer, because everyone involved, all the cells, all those other microbes, you, your brain, your spirit, everything wants you to win.
Yeah. And that's a perfect way to tie this into the theme of these podcast episodes, which is endurance, right? And endurance, you know, moving through space and distance and time and, you know, mass. But it's also about doing things for a long time period. So you're going to go run a 100-mile race. So there's a component of endurance in moving your body through the 100 miles. There's also a huge part of endurance in moving yourself joyfully from 20 to 50 and 50 to 70 and 70 to 90. Because if you're somebody who is a world-class endurance runner in your 30s and you can't get out of bed in your 50s, that's not endurance. So at 57, you're feeling better than you've ever felt. Talk to me about that as endurance.
Right. Now, I think we're getting onto something here. So ultimately, and this is where it's all coming around in circle, what we want is efficiency.
Yeah.
Efficiency gives you endurance.
Sure.
So if you can learn to be more efficient, i.e. not wasting a lot of energy on digesting things you don't need at times you don't need it, not yada yada, you know, in other words, becoming efficient in your movement, learning how to tune back down to the body in its primal state first, learn how to move barefoot a little bit. Then when you need to add footwear, products, whatever, which you will need if you want to go do half the adventures that are doable by people who want to, you know, push, because it's fun to push the boundaries.
Yep.
It's fun to find the envelope. It's fun to, but not at the expense of having fun.
Sure.
Come on, folks. You know, so that is about really then making it, yeah, really exploring it in a way that is solving the riddle, and when you get on that riff, then it really is fun. When you start realizing you can get better by just becoming more efficient.
Yeah.
Then you might, and then efficiency back to, I like to, so Leadville 100, I like to think of it of a lifetime in a day. And okay. So I like to say, you better feel pretty damn good at 50 if you want to make it to 100.
yeah, absolutely. Very much so. So both in terms of miles and in terms of years.
Yeah, in terms of years. So I really look at Leadville as being a reminder of how to live, conserve, yeah. Preserve, joy, you know, stay connected, stay happy. Don't be worn down early on. Yeah. So now that's turning Leadville into a practice.
Yep.
Rather than a performance. Now, it has a performance element, of course. If you run 100 miles and you make it to the finish line, there's a time and that's your performance.
Yep.
And some people are going to be number one and some people are going to be last. And everybody who's done that, though, is like anybody who reaches 100 years. We're all like, hey, man, whoa, right on. So that's awesome.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Loran Oils. Put your best foot forward in competition and make your recovery essential. Loran's 100% pure botanical essential oils are optimal for athletes looking for natural and holistic approaches when it comes to wellness and supporting performance. Spartans, are intense workouts burning you out? You can give your mind and body self-care and rest with Loran's essential oils. As you train, stretch, and meditate, use their 100% pure botanical oils in diffusers, roller balls, massage oils, or lotions. Help boost overworked muscles and promote relaxation and focus so you can crush your race day goals. Loran's origins are in pharmacy, and they have been a trusted supplier for over 50 years to home consumers, spas, massage therapists, and personal care manufacturers, always offering essential and base oils, waxes, and natural butters at affordable prices. Their quality-tested oils are obtained through cold press or steam distillation. There's no alcohol, added solvents, or other diluting agents. Loran's essential oils are perfect for your active rest days, or for baking and cooking for your plant-forward needs. Their food-grade oils can add great flavors and great aromas to your favorite nutritious recipes as you fuel up, train, and recover. Remember, you can save 15% off site-wide with your next purchase. Just use the code SPARTAN15 at checkout. Go to loranoils.com. That's LORANNOILS.com. And don't forget to use that code SPARTAN15.
So you've just framed something for me that I've never thought of this way. And I'm just going to layer one more word onto it. So you said efficiency is going to lead to endurance. If you can find the efficiency, you're able to endure. And I really think that the way most people approach endurance is exertion equals endurance. That if I can just exert myself harder for longer, that's endurance, right? And the problem with that is always going to lead to burnout. But if you can build in that efficiency, and you need to exert yourself to draw that extra performance out of that practice of efficiency, you can always tap into that extra exertion to get you
that extra boost. That's right. I think that's how you balance it. Right, right. In the end, I mean, where your age is and how much, you know, younger people are going to want to, you know, it's fun to push the limits also. It's fun to find what you can do. But as soon as it's no fun anymore, you've got to start thinking what the next thing is. And that's why we're all in the state of balance. That balance is another wonderful analog of what life's really about. No expert can help you understand when you're balanced and you're balancing. He can give you some hints, but ultimately you have to get comfortable with understanding how to be balanced in yourself.
Yep.
And the balance between performance and practice is an important one. And as you get older, I would make the argument, and at any age, really, you should always make sure you have a good, steady practice going, because this is the thing that's going to be just like you're sort of trying to articulate. This inertia here is going to start, it can tap into so that you can bring your performance back in line with making sure that it's taking care of you too. And I think in the yoga terminology, it's a very interesting one. They have the word ahimsa, which is nonviolent. Mm-hmm. And I think in particular, it makes sense to treat yourself, your body, your mind in a consensual manner as a friend that it wants to come with you. You can convince it by what it's gaining from allowing the mind to push it where it's going to go. So let's make sure the mind and the body and the spirit, and for lack of a better way of explaining it all, are on terms with each other. Are not stressing each other out, are having fun with each other, so the process is actually sustainable and regenerative and inertial. So it becomes a practice. Even the practice of finding the balance in performance and practice is a practice. So that's a good one. If you haven't got that one yet, there's a new one to pull out. Try
and anyone who wants to pause, go back 30 seconds, listen to that again, pause, go back 30 seconds and listen to that again. I highly advise you do. That was a gem. It was some linguistic gymnastics that somebody would want to listen to and think, wow, I know exactly what you meant by that. Hey, I can't believe that I'm 3/4 of the way through my second 20-minute interview with you without talking about Luna Sandals, because you know, that's one of the things that you're best known for now. It's a contribution that you've made. And I love earlier when you were talking on the first episode about that you've always wanted to find where you can make your contribution. It's not just about how can I make money. It's not just about how can I make my mark in the world. It's where can I contribute to people? And I love that you said that Born to Run, the platform that gave you the recognition that you could now build on that. And one of the things you've done that with is Luna. So talk to me about Luna Sandals, what they are, and what your whole philosophy is around that.
Right on. Well, so Luna Sandals is a sandal company that I started at basically... Even before I went down to the Copper Canyons, I had started really riffing on the idea of the natural selection of footwear in human culture. Once I started realizing that barefoot is probably, you know, is the foundation, what did our ancestors before junk science and mass marketing come up with when their whole strategy was to survive, which is a particularly good benchmark? And as I investigated that, you will quickly find out that all over the planet, even today, there are people who can do all these super powerful, you know, quote unquote, superpower things as just normal, everyday part of being a human being. Now, the invention of the sandal has got to be one of the earliest human inventions, primarily because you can invent it without even trying. If you're walking barefoot and you step in some mud and you step in some dry grass and then you walk on the place where you were just walking, you suddenly realize, hey, I might be able to get across those brambles or hot rocks with this little invention. And since persistence hunting seems to be one of our early hunting strategies, literally being able to run down an animal by overheating it, 18 to 32 miles later, you have an 800-pound animal dropping dead from heat exhaustion, and you only need to do that about once a month to feed a village of 30. So not too bad, not too bad. My journey to investigate footwear led me to realize that the simple sandal has been everywhere on this planet and still exists and should exist because it's cool.
Yep.
And I think of Lunas as like surfers making surfboards. A sandal is just a platform. It ultimately is what you do with it is what your skill set allows you to do. You might need different surfboards for different kinds of conditions, for different kinds of weights and all that. But when I found a living sandal culture, Believe me, and it was in my own backyard in Chihuahua. You know, I'm in California. Chihuahua basically borders California. So getting down there and having known, sort of, I have Choctaw, my grandmother's had Choctaw blood. She was very, she would tell me, Teddy, you've got to marry yourself a Native American woman. And I didn't quite pull it off. I married an Anatolian Amazonian woman instead, but that's another story for another day. Now,
sure.
So when I went down to the Copper Canyons in 2006, what became the book Born to Run in 2009, I was down there like a early surfer who had heard about some surfers riding big waves with a very obscure kind of board, but that board had been used all over the world. So my eyes were open. And when I got down there, you know, I was, at that time, I was thinking, you know, barefoot was working for me. I had the first pair of Vibram 5 fingers that was going to be used in an ultra marathon. And I ran into and became friends with Manuel Luna, who showed me, you know, basically, I bought a pair of sandals from him. And that sparked that idea of like, oh, shouldn't modern human beings have access to something that's been used and around for a long, long time? And yes, of course. And then now, you know, 15 years later, whatever, there's quite a few sandal makers now. You know, it's like sandals have become and will continue and should always be preserved in a choice of outdoor adventure tools because they are helping dial down to back to the smallest dosage that works the best.
Yep.
The least amount that works the best is the best. That's kind of a primal indigenous attitude. You don't add extra if something with less is better or as good.
Yep.
And I just love that element of the sandal where you really are, it's about a learning how footwear is ultimately a relationship between the user and the artifact and realizing with a good sandal like a Luna, whether it's the traditional style or the modern ones, whatever, ultimately you are the one that has the ability to investigate how to master getting it perfectly on your foot such that your foot gets to be a foot but has this piece of portable ground so that you're not always obsessing on whether or not you're going to step on a bramble or a rock, but at the same time you're also not moving away from a natural foot landing pattern. You're more your foot splaying, it's breathing, it's flexing, sometimes just on top of the platform. Sometimes it's the platform's actually pretty thick, but it's zero drop and you're just, the more I play with sandals and, you know, we've been able to grow this brand and it's all over the world and we're trying to learn how to do it better and better. It is becoming, it's like, it is the coolest. It's like, it's back in the 70s, I wanted to be a skateboard, president or a surfboard president or, you know, even Van Doren's, the shoe company Vans was in my neighborhood when I was growing up.
Sure.
We started wearing those, you know, it was like, oh, I want it. And it turns out in California, that's where I'm in Santa Barbara now. California is the perfect place to help launch something that becomes a world culture, but it sprouts from the soil that we're standing on, contiguous to where I am now. So I love sandals. I've actually been doing a lot of customer service this summer where we moved our operations from Seattle to Wenatchee, Washington.
Okay.
And we converted an old Apple storage building into a totally awesome, like our kick-ass perfect factory now. We're also having sandals made overseas. We started working with a third generation Japanese family-owned footwear manufacturer who does stuff for Nike and Ultra. And they're making sandals for us now in Vietnam too, like high quality, so that we have like, we were not able to scale. That's why we suddenly had all these other, you know, you start realizing, you know, there's not just one surfboard brand.
Yeah.
And nor should there be. We aspire to be the best, to tell the best, you know, our version of the story and make, you know, do the best job we can with what we have. And we love it. And I just got done. I'm into you know, 10, 15, 12 years ago when we started Luna, my first goal was to, and I found this young programmer, it was the brother of one of the, Scott Smuin and Bookus. And my goal was to have him build the sandal builder thing that I dreamed of. And it kind of went, but it kind of petered out. These days, I'm actually the one programming and I've created two of them now that are really cool. Lunasandals.com/USA is our, it's our USA sandal builder. And so any sandal that Luna sandals can make, we can like literally make it to order for you in the USA, if that's the style you want to go, and all kinds of permutations. And I just uploaded lunasandals.com/roots, and that's our, and I'm really getting into those now, back again. The roots style is that traditional tying on style, which when I was wearing that like 10 and 15 years ago, it was like, it was too far, you know, it's like, what the hell's going on here? But now that we've gone through this evolution and we have all these modern and cool, you know, we have like, you know, like, Vibra Mega Grip soles and wings and all this stuff. But then with the traditional style, you just, it's still a cool footwear, but now you've got to learn how to tie it on with a piece of leather. But when you've got the right tool, you know, in other words, if you've got the right instrument and it's vetted and then you get it and you understand, oh my gosh, so simple. Oh my gosh, so good. How's that possible? That's what I'm into these days.
So I think, and this is actually a perfect thing for me to ask you to wind up is if people want to find out more about you, what I was going to say is I believe on your website, there actually is in the top right corner, a build your own perfect sandal. And
That's right. So,
but when people want to find out more about Barefoot Ted, more about Luna Sandals, give me your website and your socials so they can do the deep dive.
Okay. Well, you know, barefootted.com gets to a place that at least you'll know that I'm there and I'm in charge of that. I've been terrible on the social media this summer, being so busy on customer service, but barefoot_Ted on Instagram. I think there's some cool stuff there now and again.
Yeah.
And lunasandals.com, of course, go check it out. I mean, I'm sure everyone's heard of it, but I mean, probably a goodly number, but you should check it out. It's a cool sandal company, and I think it is a good artifact to add to your new practices, amigos.
Perfect. Hey, Ted, I can't thank you enough, man. Actually, I'm going to let you in behind the curtain here. I said to our producer at the start of this call, I'm really glad it's Ted because my energy is very low today. Usually I'm like the high energy guy. And I said, I could use the pickup. And dude, not only have you inspired me, but you've reminded me of a few things that I already knew through my exposure to people like you about continuing to move, continuing to put good things in your body. And it really is a good reminder for me of the things that I already know to do that I need to get back to continuing to do. So you couldn't have come along with a better time for me, and I'm sure for most of our listeners and viewers as well. So brother, I look forward to seeing you. When I see you again, our paths will cross again in the real world. But in the meantime, thank goodness for the internet.
That's for sure. Right on, dude, man. Thank you so much.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Loran Oils. After your next workout, help soothe tired muscles with Loran's affordable, quality-tested, 100% pure botanical essential oils. Visit loranoils.com, that's LORANNOILS.com today, and get 15% off site-wide when you use the code SPARTAN15 at checkout. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Endurance Series on Spartan Up Podcast. Spartan Up is your partner in resilience for mind, body, and spirit. We're here 3 days every week. Tuesdays, you can find Joe DeSena, founder and CEO of Spartan, interviewing biohackers, business leaders, authors, and athletes. Thursdays and Saturdays, catch episodes from our DECA, Endurance, Trail, Combat, and La Ruta series. Do you know someone who needs a little nudge? Maybe they could use some motivation, tactics to be stronger, healthier, happier, more successful. Tell them about our show. And if you're watching on YouTube, leave us a comment. We want to know who's watching and who's listening. Thanks. See you next time.